As we welcome back to the program the chair of the Victorian Government Small Business Council, Ballarat businessman and Ballarat Today regular, Mr. Stuart Benjamin. Good morning, Stuart.
Brett, good morning, and good morning, listeners.
Nice to have you back on the program. Stuart, doing a bit of stalking of you because I need a life over the weekend. On the Victorian Government's website, you've been described as a serial entrepreneur. Is that an insult or a pat on the back?
I'll take it. It could mean that you start a lot of businesses and maybe they don't go anywhere. No, Brett, I've been an entrepreneur for probably nearly 30 years.
Yeah.
And I just love business and love starting new businesses and watching them grow. And then sometimes you keep them and sometimes you sell them off. But it's certainly been a very big part of my life.
Yeah, no, I'd see it as a massive compliment, Stuart Benjamin, absolutely. Now, Stuart, about 11 o'clock-ish yesterday, we all tuned in to watch the Premier deliver his news conference on what a step closer to COVID normal might look like. Relief and disappointment all rolled into one, is that fair?
I think it's one of those things where it almost wouldn't matter what the Premier says, we'd still be disappointed, because until we get back to complete normal, none of us will be happy. Personally, Brett, I was disappointed. I expected there to be more for regional Victoria, but I actually expected there to be more for our friends in Melbourne. I had convinced myself that they were going to get the same hospitality options that we had already, and I know that may only be a week or two away, and maybe the government wants to wait until after grand final weekend. But people are really feeling it in Melbourne.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a long couple of weeks. I guess the little light at the end of the tunnel is that Dan Andrews has said, look, if things do stay low, we reserve the right to bring forward that decision making.
Yeah, look, I guess. In business, all we ask for is clarity, and so at the moment we've got clarity, but it's a long way away. So the ability to bring that forward would be terrific. I have a bit of a personal concern, Brett, but I think the fact that people can't get out for grand final weekend, which has been something that I think everybody's held as that bit of the light at the end of the tunnel, I'm really worried that people in Melbourne might do the wrong thing this weekend, and then we'll have no contact tracing. And that may actually hurt us in a couple of weeks. But here in regional Victoria, it's happy days. We've got our hospitality businesses can now have up to 40 customers inside, up to 70 outdoors. That's probably not going to help us this weekend, because I think the forecast is looking pretty crappy. But certainly there are a number of hospitality businesses that just simply weren't able to open under the previous 20-person rule, and they may now be viable at 40.
I think there's a lot of local gym owners, though, Stuart, that would be scratching their heads saying, what about us? Why on earth can't we get going? We know how to do this thing safely.
Look, I certainly know in my office there's a number of my team who they're less worried about the beauty salons and more interested in the gym. I guess maybe one comes before the other, Brett, but
yeah.
It is hard to fathom, isn't it, in a business that where everybody and your customers are trained to do the right thing. You've got excellent tracking because people are literally clicking in with a dongle.
That's right.
That's not part of it. But to some extent on that, we do need to trust the science. 20 times more likely to pass on COVID in an enclosed space than you are outdoors. And so I think that's something that's probably ringing pretty loudly in the chief medical officer's ear.
I was speaking to Stuart Benjamin this morning. Stuart has multiple hats. He's the chair of Regional Development Victoria Grampians and also of the Victorian Government's Small Business Council. Stuart, we hear this term often now. I'm not sure if anyone really knows what it means, but COVID normal. What's your take on the definition of that phrase?
I think COVID normal is the way that we're going to have to operate as citizens and as businesses until we have a vaccine, if in fact we ever do get a vaccine, Brett. And it's probably a pretty good time at the moment for businesses, as we're starting to really reopen and looking forward to Christmas, to start thinking about what that COVID normal looks like. I was particularly pleased on Saturday night to be able to get out and go and have a meal in a local Ballarat restaurant.
Right.
And it was fantastic to see that they were, you know, they actually knew me, but they still wanted to check the ID, tick the box. I had to register with the app. And, it actually was quite comforting that they were doing the right thing and they were taking it very seriously. And in all of our businesses, we're going to have to just have those COVID-safe plans in place and the appropriate health measures. And I think we're going to probably have to do them for quite a while, possibly until the end of next year.
End of next year, COVID normal will be around. Wow, that's a big forecast. So you're saying things like masks, end of next year?
I think masks are going to be part of our lives for quite a long time, to be honest, Brett. I really do. I'm surprised that other states haven't implemented it.
Mm.
But there'll certainly be an easing of masks at some point. But, I can't imagine, until we've got a vaccine, that you'll be able to go on public transport, for example, without wearing masks in Victoria or into a movie theatre or any of those dense environments.
It's interesting, though. If you look at our fellow Aussies, plenty of sport on around the country at the moment. No masks, obviously, in New South Wales, and I think they had 5 new cases yesterday. Queenslanders are kind of pretending like nothing happened at all. Do you think we'll ever get to that stage?
I think Shepparton was a salient lesson for us all. And to be honest, a real credit to the businesses involved there that they, because they had that tracking in place, the contact tracing was able to be affected very, very quickly. And to be fair, credit to the government that they jumped on it pretty quick and rolled out that testing program. And most of us think we kind of dodged a bit of a bullet there. That's what life is going to be like. We are going to have outbreaks. We're going to then have to respond quickly and lock down those particular areas. And that's the only way that we're going to get back to a COVID normal operation. But I was looking forward to it. I was meant to be having my first haircut during COVID this afternoon, and I've just received a text message that my hairdresser has woken up with a bit of a sore throat.
Oh no!
She's off to get a COVID test and do the right thing, which of course made me very happy, but also a bit sad.
Stuart Benjamin without a hairdresser, unheard of. Are you okay?
No, I'm in the fetal position in the corner of the room.
And Stuart, last time we spoke, your daughter had a COVID test. I trust she got the all clear?
She did, yeah. So that was an exciting time. She was actually had to go into hospital for a small procedure, and so it's just part of the process.
Mm.
That's what they do. And I was actually pretty pleased, Britt, less than 24 hours to turn that around.
That's good.
So while being in isolation for everybody was problematic, I think as long as we can turn those results around, while we were waiting 4 or 5 or in some cases 7 days for those results to come back, it was...
Yeah, that was scary, wasn't it?
And a huge impact on your world. But maybe we'll even get a quicker test soon. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? It's a crazy mixed-up world, and 2020 has just put a big highlighter over that. Stuart Benjamin, as always, great to get your thoughts on Ballarat today. Thanks for your time.
Brett, thanks, and make sure everyone, let's get out and support the businesses that we can.
Yep, buy local. Good on you, Stuart.